we're told on Sunday with regards to electricity going off on Saturday night, you know, obviously around a training day or any match day, you need to be able to get into the ground. You know, there's kits to be washed. We've got to pick boots up. Obviously, with the weather that we've had, there's nowhere to train at the minute. So the other thing is getting people in and out of Morecambe with the problem with the bridges.
Mm.
So it's been a bit of a nightmare, really. Most of our lads travel to the area. We've still got a few areas, like Barry Roach, Adam Wildig and that, who've been complete darkness. So it's not been ideal preparation. We've had to give the lads the day off today and trust them to do their own stuff in preparation for tomorrow night's game. So tomorrow, you know, we'll hopefully be able to get kits sorted, get boots sorted, all the other bits and pieces that go with match day, and get ourselves over to Fleetwood, and hopefully the fans can make the trip over as well. I know it's very awkward times for them, but their support's much appreciated as always.
So where are the boots and things like that? Do they remain at the ground, or do the players carry them around individually in their cars with them?
The start of the year, start of the season, we made a boot room to keep all match day boots and quite a bit of the training boots with them. Some of them take their own. And Les Dewis, the kit man, looks after all the training kits and match day kits. So we had a game on Saturday amongst ourselves on the pitch because the youth team game got called off. We hadn't been on grass all week since the Tuesday night game against Dagenham because of the weather. So, you know, it was important that we got them on grass and got some good training to them. So we had a full scale 11v11 on the pitch. So it's getting all the kit washed and things like that. And
have you been able to do that? Has that happened?
Les Dewis, the kit man, you know, he does a great job for the club. I think he got it all done Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening time, just before.
Just in time then, yeah.
Yeah, but it's obviously getting out of the area. You know, if we were to train anywhere else, obviously on a Sunday, it's very hard to get the okay off anyone if we could move venues. But usually we're in the Morecambe and Lancaster area, and everyone's been affected by it. You know, the university where we train has been affected. So it's been very difficult. But as I say, you know, they're full-time professionals. They've got to do what's right by themselves. So, you know, they've got to do their own stuff today, get themselves prepared, ready for tomorrow. We'll be meeting in Fleetwood, you know, for a pre-match meal, and we'll have a good meeting there to go over things and, you know, and talk about the game and what's expected of them. So we'll have to do most of our stuff on a board and in a meeting type classroom. So it's not ideal, but again, it is what it is. You know, it's a game of football at the end of the day, and it's a big game for us. But, you know, I just feel so sorry for the people of Morecambe and Lancaster with the situation they find themselves in at the moment.
Yeah, but we've seen a lot, haven't we, over the past 48 hours in the face of adversity, Jim. People rally together, you know, that community spirit. I suppose it's a bit like going back to the Second World War. People rally around and help, don't they? And we've seen plenty of that. And maybe for the players as well, with all the difficulties, it might just make everybody play better on Tuesday night. Who knows?
Yeah, well, we hope so. I mean, it's not ideal preparations. As I say, we've got one or two lads who've been in darkness over the weekend period who live in the area. You know, they haven't been affected as much as what they have at Carlisle, and, you know, I've seen the pictures of Brunton Park and, you know, what the Carlisle players are doing to help out. And as you say, it's a great, you know, in the respect of times like this, communities pull together. And, you know, I've spoke to one or two people from the Morecambe area, you know, the staff, and how everyone pulls together and checks on each other and, you know, all getting around just to make sure they get through this difficult period. So all we can do is concentrate on our game, and hopefully give the Morecambe fans who can't make it over something to cheer about.